Unit test.
Look at the pictures while listening and choose the best description.
Number 1.
A. Students have 2 exams on Tuesday. B. Students will finish the exam on Saturday. C. Students should study for the math exam on Thursday. D. The final exam is English.
Number 2.
A. She is really nervous. B. She passed the exam. C. She studies math a lot for the exam. D. She studies and practices English.
Listen and choose the best responses. Number 3.
Can you help me study this week?
A. Of course. B. Good for you. C. So am I. D. Yes, there is.
Number 4.
I hope you do well next exam.
A. That's right. B. Thanks. Same to you. C. No, it's unbelievable. D. Wait a moment.
Listen and answer each question.
Number 5.
Carrie, what are you hoping to study at university?
I want to major in English. One day, I would like to be an English teacher.
So your English results will be important.
Number 6.
I heard you made a lot of progress in math from Wendy. I wonder how you studied math.
I used to study math all the time, but I only got a B. I made so many mistakes.
How did you prevent them this time?
I made a checklist and examined the checkpoints.
Listen to the talk and answer the following questions, numbers 7 and 8.
Students have lots of tests before they graduate from school. Some students ask me sometimes why they have so many tests. There are various reasons, and I'll tell you about one of them. The results of the tests can be used for evaluating how much students have learned about a subject, so they are important for teachers to tell students whether they are improving or not.